Today is November the 3rd, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus the Christ out of the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. But before we read his incredible words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Adonai, the belt of truth, the creator of all things. You're the God of our dreams. You elevate the humble, and you are full of grace. You are gorgeous. You are our helper and our intercessor, our judge and the keeper of our souls. You're our leader and a man of sorrows. You are never failing and the only begotten Son. Oh Lord, you're our provider and you are quick to hear us. You're our renewer and our shield. You are trustworthy and upright, and you are very good. You're the wonderful counselor and extraordinary in all your ways. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You're the God of Zion, and you are the God of education. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into public education. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful children that we serve each day. Help us to look into their eyes each and every day and see you, for they are image bearers. Help us to not forget. We love you, Lord. We come before you because we know you are the source of everything. Help us, Lord, and bless the children today. We ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words today? Jesus sent out his disciples and he continued to instruct them, saying, the Word of God, Matthew 10, verses 40 to 42. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person, because he is a righteous person, will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones, even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. The Word of God. Matthew 10, verse 40 to 42. The second thing we love to do, my friends, is to play a small portion of a song and then share the lyrics together. Today I have chosen King of the World by Natalie Grant. Let's listen in.
I try to fit you in the walls inside my mind. Try to keep you safely in between the lines. I try to put you in the box that I've designed. I try to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world?
I tried to fit you in the walls inside my mind. I try to keep you safely in between the lines. I try to put you in a box that I've designed. I try to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Just a whisper of your voice can tame the seas. So who am I to try to take the lead? Still I run ahead and think I'm strong enough. When you're the one who made me from the dust, when did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Oh, you set it all in motion, every single moment. You brought it all to me, and you're holding on to me. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget? You've always been the king of the world. You will always be the king of the world. And that was King of the World by Natalie Grant. Thank you so much, my friends, for being in the Word of God about Jesus and listening to songs about him also. The third thing that we do each and every school day is to pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. Today we are going to pray scripture, which is in this case Psalm 19 verse 14. So let us please pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts may be pleasing in God's sight. What an awesome verse to have on our desk as a reminder each and every day. I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And we chose that crazy time of the day because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a second series called Love Ladders. Today's devotional is called Lifetime Lighthouse, Linda Lane. The verse he chose is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Linda Lane was recently selected as the recipient of the CEAI Houston 2017 Lifetime Lighthouse Achievement Award for her many years of dedicated service to God through her work with children and educators in the mission field of public education. The prophet Jeremiah spoke for the Lord, saying, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Linda embodies this scripture in that God has led her through an awesome, often challenging, highly successful career, which is still continuing. Her primary job in the field has been to help both students and staff reach their full God-given potential, their hope, and future. Jesus said, "The greatest among you will be the servant of all." And Linda fulfills this scripture. Few educators have ever worked in as many different schools serving as many diverse students and staff in their careers as has Linda Lane. Over her 44-year career, she has worked in an estimated 25 to 30 schools. She has served as a first and fifth grade teacher, associate principal, principal, substitute administrator, Region 4 supervisor, and is the current interim elementary director of instruction. At one time, she was assigned to be the associate principal of three schools at the same time. When Linda enters a school or position, it's not for people to serve her, but for her to serve them. She says she tries to blend in like a chameleon, helping where she can, but does not like being the center of attention. Linda has an enlarged servant's heart, which does not decrease her productivity, but increases it, as well as the productivity of those around her. Linda believes her tenure at Dickinson Elementary for 12 years was the highlight of her career. It was a brand new flagship school in Lamar District, which she got to open, and she recalls that she had the most caring, cooperative teaching staff and a group of parents she had ever served. Low-income students were bused into the high-income school neighborhood, and many of the more affluent parents established mentoring programs for the children who were in the greatest need. In 2011, Linda received an eternal raise, not from Lamar District, but from God. Her career up until this point had been the all-consuming center, passion, and work of her life. God was always there, but on the edge, not in the center. She knew about him and believed in him, but did not have a personal relationship with him. Her upbringing as a child in a very ritualistic church had led her to focus elsewhere in life. After the death of a very close loved one in 2011, the Lord led Linda into a church where her life was radically changed. She felt a peace in that community that passed all understanding and was way beyond the peace she had ever experienced in any school or other relationship. Deep, practical Bible studies and Jesus-based relationships with others helped her fall in love with Jesus, who became her new center and anchor. Linda doesn't talk much about Jesus, but she walks with him everywhere she goes. Because he is her cornerstone, she can be at times like a rock that will not move, because God has placed her there and she is standing in the right place at the right time, right where he wants her. Not just great, but God things can be built upon and around her, because she does not change with public opinion. She serves God first, even at work. One of her favorite quotes is, "What you see is what you get." While serving as a substitute administrator, she was often placed in district trouble spots to help put out parent and faculty fires. This still continues to be an important job in her current position as interim director of elementary instruction, which has become another highlight in her amazing ongoing career. Linda says, "I leave everything up to God. It is total surrender. I give God all the glory. It's not me, it's him. I want to be a shining light in education because he is guiding my path." Linda, shine on. Shine on. Keep burning brightly and igniting other educators to shine for him as well. Well done, his good and faithful servant. The prayer. Jesus, help us all run with perseverance the race set before us. Remind us continually to be a servant of all in the education community, and to help parents, students, and staff members all reach their hope and future in you. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Jonathan Harnish, and he said, "The strongest people are not those who show strength in front of us, but those who win battles we know nothing about." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of Jesus' words from Matthew 10, verse 40 to 42. "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person, because he is a righteous person, will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." Dear Father, our rewarder, thank you, Father, for a future hope. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. And thank you for the children, Lord. Help us to serve them even more than just a cold cup of water. Help us to serve them on our knees and with our words. We love you, Lord. We adore you, and we thank you for all that you do for us. And we do not forget it is you, not us. We thank you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.